Marchers chanted and carried flag-draped coffins as speakers demanded that U.S. troops come home.
Stop the war! Stop the war! Stop the war!
Stop the war!
Sharaf Maujood of the Council on American-Islamic Relations says the continued presence of American troops is worsening conditions in Iraq and diverting attention from domestic U.S. problems, including rebuilding New Orleans. The city was devastated by Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
We need to pull out immediately. That's the main thing right now we need to do. It's in a conundrum as it is. So it's in a situation where the best viable option is to pull out because you have a lot of these intern problems you have to deal with, from healthcare, subprime mortgage crisis, Katrina, all that. We need to work on those issues first.
Members of religious, labor, and community groups joined the Los Angeles demonstration. Madeline McKay, a Quaker, says the protests are sending a message to the candidates in the November 4th presidential election.
And I think just this sort of unity among groups for this one cause in the country is a big message to all of the candidates running, that there's a lot of support through all kinds of organizations and all kinds of communities, people that do want us to get out of the war quickly.
Protests were also scheduled Saturday for Albuquerque, Austin, and other U.S. cities. More anti-war events are scheduled in San Francisco, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. on March 19th, on the eve of the fifth anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.